found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. Jim and Trent, we say hello to you right here on the Big Talker 1700. Terrific show lined up for you today on a Thursday. And then as soon as we are finished with our broadcast tonight at 6, it is Thursday Night Football with the Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals. Trent, how are you, my man?
Can't complain too much, Jimmy B. Just hanging in there, getting back from Cedar Rapids late last night. Another long day yesterday and another long day tomorrow as I'll be making my way to Cedar Falls and the Unidome for Dowling Catholic and Ankeny Centennial.
You did volleyball last night on TV. Rave reviews, as the president would say. Just rave reviews.
Sure.
With your call of the action last night. Stunningly sensational on TV.
Wow. I don't know where you're getting these reports, but glad to hear it. Certainly glad to hear that one. A little bit down, though, just right as we take the air. Called yesterday my alma mater, Osage. They got a victory in the opening round, so all good feelings there. Talked to a lot of people that I haven't seen in years after the match, so that was a lot of fun. But they're up 2-0 today in the semifinals and just went final. They dropped the final three sets and lose the semifinal round 3-2 to Sioux Center. So typical Osage fashion, get to the precipice and then fall apart.
And then fall off the cliff. There you go.
Yeah, we've been known for that for a long time. The wrestling program, very good wrestling program throughout the years. But they have also, I believe, have the most runner-up finishes all time in the state tournament. That's Osage for you.
I figured, look, at least you're backing them, so that's all that matters.
Right,
you're still interested in your high school, right?
Of course, yeah. It was fun to see, and I'm getting so old now that it's people that I know, it's their kids. You know, it's people that I know from from high school, and it's their kids that are starting to go through. So, yeah, that was cool, though, you know, seeing the different people out there and seeing that. So really enjoyed it. It was a long day. Started at 10 a.m., got back. I think I got home about 11:15 last night, so it was a long day, but a very good day over there. And tomorrow should be a great one with Dowling Catholic and Centennial. Ankeny Centennial knocked them off in the regular season, handed them their first loss in district play in 5 years. And the rematch will happen at the Dome at 7 o'clock on 98.3 tomorrow. Have a change because we have UNI basketball here tomorrow at 6 o'clock as they take on North Carolina. Huge matchup for the Panthers. And the point spread is out, Jimmy B, for that one.
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah, what do you got?
Give me a guess. What do you got? UNI, North Carolina.
I'm going to say 12.
You got to go higher.
Ooh, 18.
16 and a half.
Okay.
And you know what?
Okay.
After that performance that I saw against Wisconsin, struggle like they did in the exhibition game against UNC Pembroke, even without Joel Berry, I might be laying the points in the Tar Heels.
I figured you'd be in for a taste on that.
Of course.
I could just kind of hear it. I just kind of heard that under your breath there. Oh, yeah, this could be an opportunity here for my degenerate self. I got you.
Well, college basketball, some of the point spreads are coming out, and a big one for Iowa State as they make their way against a team that, well, they know very well historically, though they haven't seen him a whole lot lately, and that's the Missouri Tigers. Now, Missouri a year ago was brutal. They pulled an upset in the SEC tournament, but that was an awful basketball team. But suddenly, they bring in a coach. They bring in some recruits, including the number one recruit in the country, and Michael Porter Jr. A lot of people have them in the top 25 in the preseason. And that point spread is out, Jimmy B., and that's where I want to start today, with point spreads. Now, if you go back over the weekend when the initial point spreads were released, and you normally, most people find them, as I do, over at Vegas Insider. Vegas Insider puts out the lines. They have a lot of sportsbook in Vegas, and as those lines update, they update with you. So it's a good resource to use. But some people got in trouble last week because they had an error, technically, just probably somebody, whoever was putting it in, put it in incorrectly, and people thought that Iowa State was a favorite against Oklahoma State. That's not the case, and they never were. So for people that maybe don't understand point spreads and think, hey, I think I saw the opening line that Iowa State was a big favorite, no, that's not the case. Oklahoma State was the favorite. But back to the here and now and the college basketball. Talked with Jason Symbol earlier today here on 1700 during the show with Ken Miller. And as we were talking with Jason, we asked him about the point spread for Iowa State, Missouri tomorrow in hoops. 8 o'clock SEC Network. He had said that initially they were going to open line. This is CG Technology. This is a lot of the biggest sports book that you have in Vegas. They had the number at 8. Then after they found out that Cameron Laird was not making the trip, Hans Brace still injured, he's not going to be playing. Right. When they found that out, they were going to shade it higher, probably at 10, right in that area. That's where they were going to open it up. All that being said, Jimmy B, as that's happening, they're not the first ones to release. There is a release out in Vegas, and Missouri's only a 2.5-point favorite.
Really?
That is tricky. I mean, this is all of a sudden where even at that 8 number, I really liked Missouri. I did. But when it came out, I see it right now at 3.5, it causes pause. Because I remember the last time this was a big conversation piece, a opening game of the college basketball season that made no sense at all. And it was Iowa State against Drake. And they were a slight favorite. It was 2.5. Drake was supposed to be awful. Iowa State was expected to be much improved. And what happened? Drake got him. So for people that think this is so easy, there's no such thing. There are no locks. We talk about locks, Jimmy B. There's no such thing as a lock. Be careful here. If you think that all of a sudden you found some kind of bump in the matrix and you're going to make a ton of money, I've heard people say that before and get into a little bit of trouble.
I got you. I read you loud and clear there, pal. Look, I always kind of take a step back. A lot of times I'll just contact you since you're into it so much when I see a line that just doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. And that one that you just discussed didn't make any sense.
Right.
Didn't make any sense at all. So I just waited until, you know, we had an opportunity to chat a little bit because I knew you and your ability to search things out and come up with the correct information, particularly when it comes to lines,
yes,
that you would have it. And you certainly did. So there you go for everybody who's listening to us. That 10-point thing, no.
Yeah.
My man Trent had it covered.
Iowa State was never favored by 10 against Oklahoma State. And this point spread, I think, and again, I'm looking at where these numbers are come from. That's another thing that you have to look. Where did a point spread come from? Did it come from a reputable Vegas place, or are you talking about offshore? Are you talking about a place where the limits are $300, $500, as opposed to you go to Vegas to some place and lay 10 grand down? That makes mm-hmm. a difference when you're talking about these lines. So just be careful out there. Recreational bettors, don't go too crazy if you see this sure thing. Tell you what, I'm excited to bet Missouri. I think Missouri's going to win this football basketball game against Iowa State.
Yeah.
I think they're going to do it by more than 3.5. But I just caution, always be careful.
Well, we do have Cody Peck coming up in our second hour from BC Divide. He does indeed cover Iowa State, so we'll pick his brain about that. Also on the show today at 4:20, Scott Phillips, college basketball and NBA from Bleacher Report, will be our guest, and Ken Silverstein, Big Ten Conference Insider, in the second hour as well at about 5:40. Look, I'm with you. I'm excited about the college basketball season. I really am. I can't wait to see Iowa State play tomorrow night. I just, because nobody even knows who these people are, and I want to see Wigginton. I want to see if Solomon Young has been able to elevate his game into something.
Mm-hmm.
And no Cameron Laird tonight. He's whatever he is, he's still in the doghouse with Steve Prohm, the coach, so he's not even making the trip. No Hans Brace. So we're still not going to get a good peek at him. But this is going to be fun tomorrow night, Trent. I'm really looking forward to this.
Well, Jim, as you go through, so they had the secret scrimmage. They had the exhibition
yep.
game. We've seen suspensions. We've seen guys sitting out. Tally sat out of the scrimmage.
Yes.
He was back for the exhibition game. Terrence Lewis, true freshman, he wasn't there for the exhibition game. He'll go to Missouri. And now Cameron Laird's not going to be there. Brace is an injury, all right? I mean, fair enough. The kid's coming off an ACL. You're not going to rush him back. I mean, it makes perfect sense with that one. But for it being so early, there's a whole lot of suspensions going on. different culture, different guys in there. What do you think kind of the end game is here for Steve Prohm? Is it just that where when he came in, he had a ready-made team. It was later than you normally have in college basketball after Hoiberg left to take the Chicago Bulls job. That happened in June. So you didn't have the same kind of time at the end of the semester to get to know the guys. It was a group that was already there, already established, and had already done some good things. Now this is becoming his program after the graduation of those four guys. Is it just a factor where he's got to lay out certain ground rules, certain parameters that maybe some guys could have a little bit more leeway a year ago, but now he's working to pull in the reins? You get what I'm saying?
I understand where you're going with that. Absolutely, yes. I mean, he had seniors on that team that had already established themselves. It's kind of like you can't teach a dog new tricks, an old dog new tricks. Well, he had old guys there. When I say old guys, I'm talking about seniors, and they were already acclimated into the program, and he really wasn't going to rock the boat that much. Now, as you referenced, this is all his guys for the most part. And that just means that, all right, I've got a little different set of standards here, and you will adhere to those standards if you want to get playing time. And I think maybe that some guys might take a little longer to adjust than others, and maybe Laird is one of those kind of guys. Who knows? But it's interesting to me that when he performs in practice and Prohm gets asked about practice and Laird, he goes off like, the guy's tremendous. He's playing sensational. And then all of a sudden, it's nothing because you're not going to see him on the court in the game tomorrow night. It's interesting. I mean, I do find it interesting. But look, he's the head coach. He's going to lay down the rules the way that he sees them.
So we'll talk more college basketball coming up here in just a few minutes. Scott Phillips from NBCSports.com. He'll be our first guest of the afternoon, Jim. Huge weekend here in the state of Iowa as well with college football going on. Iowa making their way up to Wisconsin. And, of course, Iowa State hosting Oklahoma State. And I think it's missed by some people. Iowa State, even with that loss last weekend, I understand the frustration. You beat Oklahoma State. You then have tiebreakers in the Big 12 race to get to that title game with Oklahoma, TCU, and Oklahoma State. This one goes a long way. They're not out of this thing yet, Jim.
No, they got everything to play for, Trent. Absolutely everything. Not just that it's the seniors' last home game. I mean, that's real nice and everything, but they have everything to play for. I mean, they could be, I mean, they have a shot to be in the first championship game in the Big 12.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, you got a lot to play for. So I would think that they're going to leave it all on the field, and why wouldn't you against an Oklahoma State team that is reeling after getting beat at home last weekend by Oklahoma, and now Mason Rudolph and company have to come in and play what appears to be right now a much better defense that Iowa State offers up and compared to Oklahoma's defense. So this has the makings of a real slobber knocker. And I can't wait. I can't wait for Saturday. I can't wait for the Iowa State game. I cannot wait for Iowa and Wisconsin at the same time. This is going to be great.
And the college football day is just incredible, not just at a local level, but nationally. You know, what you have going on early, Michigan State, Ohio State. You got that Iowa State game. You get into the next window, the 2:30 window. Georgia-Auburn will be happening with the Iowa-Wisconsin game. 6 o'clock, Alabama at Mississippi State. And then at 7, Notre Dame-Miami, TCU-Oklahoma. Jimmy B, this is one. I hope you got credit, you know, with the lady at home or the man at home, however it may be, and you say, this is a couch day. I am not moving. I'm planting myself. I'm finding my favorite bar stool, whatever it is. It is college football all day long on Saturday.
It is on. I mean, there's just one terrific game after the next, Trent. Look, I know you got the man cave set up with a couple of screens down there. You may have to go, like, to a store and maybe rent a couple of more screens and just hook them up for Saturday, pal.
I'll put the bill to you. I'll invoice you, all right?
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, just what you need. We'll come back here on the other side. Back into college basketball. NBCSports.com. Scott Phillips, he'll join us next. We'll take a look at the locals and the national scene. College basketball, it begins tomorrow. We'll talk about it next on Jimmy B and TC.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is Ryder and You, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $60 on a Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Now, we'd never tell you what kind of truck to drive, but what kind of snowplow? Well, that's a different story. For more than 65 years, Fisher Plows have been getting the job done reliably and efficiently. From heavy-duty commercial plows, V-plows, breakthrough deep snow drifts, or a personal snowplow for your half-ton truck. You'll find the Fisher plow that's right for your need at Schuling Hitch in Des Moines and Ames. It's time to upgrade your blade with a new Fisher plow from Schuling Hitch. Visit SchulingHitch.com.
Hey, it's me, the donkey emoji.
Eee-aw.
I just want to say, if you're texting and driving, you're acting like a jack. Put down the phone, focus on the road, and make zero fatalities your goal in Iowa.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Right now, at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order patio doors, garage doors, and windows. If you've been thinking about upgrading, but you've been looking for just the right time, this could be the opening you've been waiting for. Come on in. With savings like these, you don't have to wait for an upgrade, but you shouldn't wait too long. Select patio doors, garage doors, and windows. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through November 15th. See store for details.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock tonight. Don't forget NFL, Thursday Night Football, Arizona-Seattle will immediately follow our program when we leave the air at 6. Right now, time to turn our attention to college basketball. Scott Phillips joins us, NBCSports.com, Bleacher Report. The guy has more jobs than anybody on the planet. Scott, how are you, man?
I'm doing well. Great to join you guys.
Thank you so much. Look, the college basketball season is finally here. Let's start first, before we do some local stuff, the top national games. And this, I'd just kind of like to get your rundown on where you think these games are going to go. And don't you find it so interesting that the so-called top teams in the country all play each other like in the first week?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, the Champions Classic's been a marquee event to watch for the last couple years. We don't have the 24-hour hoops marathon as college hoops fans to fall back on this year, but at least we still get that classic doubleheader that will be at the United Center with number one Duke going against number two Michigan State, and then a great undercard, if you will, with Kentucky facing Kansas. Those will be two to watch. A couple other matchups coming in as well. That opening Friday, maybe not a great slate of games. Couple matchups to watch, like Texas A&M, West Virginia, and Georgia Tech, UCLA. But really, next week, we have some decent matchups for the first week.
Well, one of the more interesting games of opening night is UCLA.
Is there a situation right now where you sort of sit back and look at the different teams? A lot of people say that Bridges is going to be the star, or it's going to be Porter or Bagley. Do you have a guy that you're, I guess, really looking forward to seeing other than the three that I just mentioned?
Well, obviously those three are going to be the major conversation pieces as we get started on the year. All three of those guys are in the number one pick discussion for next year, but there's going to be a lot of star power throughout college basketball this season. I'm kind of intrigued to see where some of these guys lie with the freshman class. Obviously, you mentioned talented players like Marvin Bagley and Michael Porter Jr., who are both freshmen, but guys like DeAndre Ayton out at Arizona have a chance to make some noise. Muhammad Bamba at Texas. Those are two also five-star centers who could play their way into the number one pick discussion if they have good years. Ayton in particular intrigues me. He was a number one prospect throughout his high school career. He was kind of dethroned from that position later on as he started to maybe see his motor wane a little bit. But if he's playing motivated and if he's playing the way that he's capable of playing, then he has a chance to really elevate Arizona into a national title contender this season.
You mentioned Friday, not a great slate of games overall, but I did want to get your thoughts on the one that's going to be happening over in China. Two programs that had a lot of things happen to them. Georgia Tech with the investigation after Josh Pastner's former buddy calls him out a little bit, and then UCLA with, of course, LiAngelo Ball.
Yeah, that trip has been a disaster for both teams. Obviously, not a lot of positive news coming from the Far East for either Georgia Tech or UCLA. There's that black cloud of LiAngelo Ball, Jalen Hill, and Cody Riley being suspended and held in their hotel while they're still dealing with the Chinese authorities. But in terms of the game itself, I'm anxious to see how UCLA kind of recovers. They're going to be a young team this season. They lost a lot of firepower from last season's Sweet 16 team. Obviously, they won't have Lonzo Ball, but they're also missing a lot of veterans that they had, guys like Bryce Alford and Isaac Hamilton, who had been there for many years. So a lot of new faces for this UCLA team. They're still very talented. They have a new guard in Jalen Hands, who's really going to push tempo quite a bit. Aaron Holiday was one of the premier sixth men in the country last year. I expect the Bruins to come out on top of this one. Georgia Tech's missing some key guys like Josh Okogie. But again, kind of an odd circumstance with this whole game and the way that things have played out in China this week.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I just generally, when I'm at the Quick Trip, I just pick up a pair of cheap sunglasses. That's my deal. So at any rate, let's go to this. It is Iowa State on a magical mystery tour. That's the way I've described it because nobody knows how they're really going to look or play. And you just talked about Michael Porter and Missouri. Do you have a feel for this game, or is it just almost impossible to get a feel for this game because of no one really knows who Iowa State really has on their team?
Yeah, it is going to have a mystery feel to it. Both of these rosters are going to have a lot of new pieces. young players that are going to be asked to step up for both of them. But I give the slight edge to Missouri in this one. Porter's obviously the star talent between the two teams. They had a very solid showing against a Kansas team that many of us consider to be top 10 in the country during an exhibition game. And with Iowa State, I still think they're trying to figure some things out in terms of who their go-to pieces might be. You know, guys like Wendell Wigginton are going to be asked to do a lot. He obviously showed some positive signs during exhibition season. Donovan Jackson can get hot and knock down shots, but there's a lot of question marks to the Cyclones team overall, and I think with Missouri, you at least have Porter to rely on, and you have a group of guys that are returning from last year's team who are at least capable guys in the SEC, although they were among the bottom leagues in the team or bottom teams in the league.
Let's jump across the state, go to Eastern Iowa as the Hawkeyes come in. Seems like here locally, even with the beat writers, most people think they're an NCAA tournament team. Not the case, though, at a national level. Why the big difference? I mean, you can see discrepancy from time to time, but local media compared to national media seems much different than it normally is with this Hawkeye squad.
I think they're an NCAA tournament team personally. I really love this Iowa team's depth, even with some of the injuries that they might face early in the year. You know, they have one of the deepest returning teams in the country, a group of guys that maybe doesn't have a go-to scorer now that Peter Jock is gone, but I'm expecting Tyler Cook to really elevate his game. I really liked what he did in his time last season, and they just have so many weapons around him who are capable of stepping in and really doing things on any given night. I think that Iowa's calling card is going to be, you know, the fact that they can throw waves of bodies at you, they can wear you down. They have different guys at each position and different rotations that they can turn to. And Fran McCaffrey still remains one of the better coaches in the country. So I think that Iowa, you know, although, you know, fans should be excited about what they're doing, they still do need a guy like Cook to step up and kind of take over for where Jock left off. But I really am high on this Iowa team going into the season.
Scott, let's just kind of stay with that right now. Trent is gone off on our program, and rightfully so, many times on Iowa's terrible non-conference schedule. Yes, they do play in the Big Ten Challenge, and they are going to a tournament, but they have scheduled, Trent, how many is it that are teams that are over 250,
well,
five or six?
You're misconstruing a little bit. It's not an awful non-conference schedule as a whole. The problem...
As a whole, correct, yes.
The problem, Scott, is the number of teams at the bottom of the RPI, the programs from the SWAC, the programs from the MEAC that they play. It is Alabama State and Grambling and Southern and on and on and on, and they have six of them scheduled this year. Scott, you know how the RPI game is played. This is going to hurt Iowa in some way, be it a seed line or two, a bubble in or out. I believe this is going to hurt them. Explain, you know the RPI probably better than most, how much that could impact when you play that many bad teams.
It could have a huge impact. If Iowa has a couple of unfortunate losses or they go on a cold stretch and they find themselves on the bubble on Selection Sunday, then a lot of those, you know, RPI 300-level games against teams like Grambling and Alcorn State that are on their schedule are not going to do anything for them whatsoever. If they had replaced those teams with some lower-level Horizon League teams, you know, some teams of the lower-level mid-majors that are stronger conferences, that have stronger computer numbers, then that would help their computer numbers exponentially. But, you know, Iowa is obviously banking on the fact that they're going to win enough games, that they're going to be in a tough Big Ten that will elevate their overall standard, and they just have to hope that they're able to win a couple of those non-conference games, like the road game at Virginia Tech or the game against Colorado, where the committee sees that they had a good conference year, they won a couple of the games they were supposed to, and they didn't have any bad losses, most importantly, against the teams that they shouldn't be losing to.
Scott, that's really a good analysis there. I'd like to continue, because I think a lot of fans, what they're interested in is, okay, We've done this in the conference, and we got to the second round of the Big Ten Conference Tournament, so we're going to be in the dance. But you're going to be seeded 9, 10, 11, where if they would have improved, is what you're saying here, those low-level games with mid-level and probably still would have had the same results, they might have been a 4, 5, or 6. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the committee over the last couple years, they've really done a number on teams that have not scheduled properly in the non-conference. You know, SMU a couple years ago was the big uproar when, you know, they had wins totals in the high 20s and they didn't really have good computer numbers, didn't get in. we see it every year where the committee is rewarding teams that play difficult schedules, and that's why you're starting to see some 13 and 14 loss teams sneak into the field. But you know, this bubble has been so soft in recent years that there's really not a lot of room for error. You just hope that if you're Iowa, that you continue to have a good conference record and you don't slip up at all, because really they don't have a lot of room for error in terms of games that they can lose.
Scott, take me next down to Wichita, Kansas, as the Shockers get ready for a season. Huge expectations, certainly, for that program. We've seen how good they are, but it will be a step up this year from the MVC into the American. They have injuries early on. That, you got to figure, is going to impact them in a pretty grueling non-conference. How's year number one of the American going to go for Wichita in your mind?
It's going to be fascinating. I still think they're a top 10 team. They bring back nearly everybody from a team that really scared the daylights out of Kentucky in the round of 32 last year. They can compete with anybody in the country if they're healthy and rolling. Landry Shamet's expected to play opening night. He's a potential All-American candidate at guard for the Shockers. Marcus McDuffie is going to be an injury to watch for them. He's going to be out for some time. He was their leading scorer and rebounder last season, a kind of versatile forward who could be a breakout player if he returns. But if you're Wichita State, I'm kind of anxious to see how they do jumping up to the American. And one of the reasons why is the extended travel that they're going to see this year. Wichita State is used to traveling in kind of a localized regional setting in the Missouri Valley Conference. The American's one of the most widespread conferences in the country. They're going to have a lot of flights cross-country. There's going to be a lot of weird times that they play with TV now. It's going to be way different than the Missouri Valley in terms of the expectations, the pressure, the travel, and the day-to-day operational component of things. That's what I'm interested to see with Wichita State. They can compete with anybody. I want to see how they handle the grind of this season now that they're one of the hunted in a major conference.
That's going to be very, very interesting to keep the eye on Wichita State. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the Shockers do. One of the things that I'm kind of curious, and I know that you can add your expertise to this, is that what is going on? And we talked about the problems with the NCAA investigation. Is how is Texas going, or not Texas, I'm sorry, Arizona going to respond to this? How is Auburn going to respond? Alabama, schools like that whose names have come up, Miami, Louisville. I'm just real curious, will fans react any differently, or do you think, we don't care about that, we just want to go root for the team?
I think you're going to see alums just cheer for their teams regardless. You know, there's been a lot of questionable scandals that have rocked college sports before at places like Penn State and Baylor that involves things that were way worse than what are alleged in these FBI indictments. So I think obviously you see those fan bases come back from things like that, and you see that fans are willing to forgive and forget if there's a winning product on the field. But you know, in terms of how these teams handle things this season, it's just going to be fascinating in a number of different ways. Obviously, you have some programs, four of them, who have coaches who have been indicted by the FBI this week. They're under heavy scrutiny and investigations. Those head coaches are feeling a different heat than they're used to feeling. Now you have a couple other programs, as you mentioned, like Alabama and Miami and Louisville, who are kind of on the outskirts of things, who are all kind of watching and waiting on things as well. This is going to be an interesting couple weeks for college basketball. There's a lot of rumors and uncertainty going around right now. A lot of the coaches involved in those specific programs don't really know what's going on or what the future holds. It really makes for an interesting kind of wrench that's going to be thrown into the equation these next couple of months.
Well, as we get ready for it, it all begins tomorrow. Scott, who do you got cutting down the nets when we get to the beginning of April?
I've got Michigan State, and I like them for a number of different reasons. They have Miles Bridges coming back, who's a consensus player of the year favorite. They've got a number of guys back from last year's team, guys like Nick Ward, Cassius Winston, and Joshua Langford, who were all standouts as freshmen. And a lot of their depth returns this season. I think that's what I really like about the Spartans. Guys like Gavin Schilling and Ben Carter down low are able to come back after injuries last season. There's more depth on the interior for them. And they add a five-star recruit in Jaren Jackson Jr., who might be a huge difference maker for them. He's a 6'10" big man who can stretch the floor as a 40% three-point shooter. He can erase shots at the rim with a 7'4" wingspan. He's the type of difference maker and second pro prospect along with Bridges that really makes a team go in the NCAA tournament. When we know Tom Izzo's pedigree is strong in March, I expect him to really take this team far this year.
And my final question would be, last year you had Gonzaga and South Carolina crash the party. Do you have a party crasher this year?
I don't, actually. I think that a lot of these teams this year are kind of mega talented. You look at the Dukes and the Arizonas of the world, and you know they have returning pieces that are intriguing, guys like Grayson Allen and Alonzo Trier, respectively. But they bring in these five-star centers now, guys like Wendell Carter and Marvin Bagley at Duke and DeAndre Ayton at Arizona. And you see a lot of these traditional blue bloods are loading up. Now, obviously, March is chaos and teams improve greatly, and a lot of veterans are going to have a lot of things to say about that. But there's definitely a hierarchy in the rankings this year where a lot of people feel that there's kind of a consensus group of PAC teams that are going to be playing out for the Final Four in the end of the year.
Scott, always good catching up with you. Appreciate it as always. We will be talking a lot here. College basketball season finally upon us. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go, Scott Phillips, NBCSports.com, Bleacher Report on college basketball. Always great info from Scott. Trent, we've still got Cody Peck coming up and Ken Silverstein in the 5 o'clock hour.
And coming up next, we'll be talking with Derek Peck on the Hawkeye side of BC Divide. That comes your way next as we take you up this afternoon until 6 o'clock. Jimmy B and TC back with more in a moment.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Tis the season for year-end projects and increased workloads. Account Temps has perfectly matched candidates that make closing out the year a breeze. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
This is Jake Sweezy from 1700 KBGG. In a car crash, unbuckled passengers can become projectiles and increase the risk of hurting or killing others in the car by 40%. Make zero fatalities your goal. Buckle up. Every seat, every time.
Get great deals during the Menard Day Sale. Brighten your home with Fight Electric. Right now, over 130 stock Fight Electric LED bulbs are on sale. Pick up a 4-pack of LED general-purpose bulbs that replace 60-watt incandescents. Available in warm, whiter daylight, get a 4-pack for just $3.99. Get these and other great deals through November 19th during the Menard Day Sale. Plus, give the perfect gift this Christmas with the Menards gift card.
Save big money at Menards.
Light up your entire home for the holidays without spending the entire day on the ladder. The Home Depot has over 25 different styles of festive projection lighting, each just $15. Stick one in the yard and light up your home without any untangling, balancing, or stretching. Together, we'll make a brighter Christmas easier with your choice of projection lighting, just $15. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 9th through 15th. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I bought it.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
It's time for your daily dose of Hawkeye coverage on 1700 KBGG.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock tonight. Cody Peck, you've heard him on this show before. I take that back. It's his brother Derek who's coming up now. Cody is later in the show. Sorry about that, Derek, fighting words. I apologize. Yeah, I know. That is fighting words, isn't it?
That it should be, yeah. I don't know about that, Jimmy B. I'll forgive it because you brought me in to some biggie.
Absolutely. Well, I did that. Yeah, Jimmy B. He does not have any control of the music. We can't trust him with anything. We know how that would turn out if we did.
It's
that.
It's a disaster. Yes. Just disaster.
Yeah, he tried to answer the phone.
I got to give you credit, Trent. You brought me into Red Hot Chili Peppers last time, and this time the biggie falls. So you're younger than we're back in our young days, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That is the period of my music, late 80s, early 90s. It is when music was at its best. I think Jim Brinson probably would disagree, though.
Wait, look, and I'm still digging KC and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, that's a new one for you. Well, let's get into some Hawkeye talk. What a week to talk Hawkeyes, Derek. I've enjoyed this game so much. The environment in Kinnick after a boring night game against Minnesota the week before. Execution, the name of the game, and when the Hawkeyes execute, boy, that's fun to watch.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. You know, I was on with you guys last week, and I think it's safe to say nobody expected what we saw on Saturday. That was probably the most fun I've had watching a Hawkeye game in a long time. I mean, they were really aggressive on offense. Their defense was playing lights out after the first quarter, anyways. I just don't think anybody expected that, and it was a heck of a game, and it's one that Hawkeye fans won't soon forget.
All right, so then my question is, does that carry over into this weekend with Wisconsin, or because it's whiskey and the type of play that they do have offensively and defensively, is it going to be a totally different style game?
You know, I think it'll be a different style game. I think it'll be a typical Iowa-Wisconsin game where they struggle to get to 20 points, and that's just kind of – I'm trying to lower my expectations because I've not seen Iowa's offense perform like they did against Ohio State in a long time. I don't think any Hawkeye fan has. So I don't think it's time to start to expect that as the norm, especially not against the Wisconsin defense that's top 10 in the country and just consistently lights out. So, I'm optimistic, though. I mean, I hope that Brian Ferentz learned something from how the offense performed on Saturday against Ohio State, because his play calling was uber aggressive. And it seemed to me, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but it seemed to me like he turned the keys over to Stanley a little bit more. He gave it a little bit more trust in Stanley's throwing ability. And I thought I noticed Stanley making a lot more checks at the line of scrimmage. And, all in all, it just resulted in putting more points on the board. And they're going to need to do that in order to score against Wisconsin's defense.
Yeah, there's no doubt the 3-4 has been confounding for Iowa and basically everybody. The group that they have, it's a banged-up Badger team, and we'll get into that one in just a little bit here with you. But, yeah, Derek, as you go back and you look at some things, we heard from the coaches and the players that they were close. It didn't feel close when you're losing 17-10 to Michigan State and Northwestern. But I think it does show that they were close. It's such a frustrating part of football in general when you can see a team look so good. But, you know, Jim asked about the expectations. I think it is also time to reel in the expectations. That was once in a lifetime. Enjoy it, savor it, but also live in reality. You're not going to score 55 every week. You're probably never going to score 55 in Jim's lifetime, my lifetime, or your lifetime, Derek. That was once in a lifetime. Enjoy what happened Saturday night.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you're probably not going to hold Ohio State to, what was it, 24 points, 70, you know? I mean, that's
yes.
You know, that's the thing. Iowa, Wisconsin, both teams like to play inside of a box, right? And historically speaking, that's the games where I'm a little bit more comfortable because that's right. The way Iowa likes to play. And they match up well with teams like that. And Ohio State's the opposite, right? They play outside of the box. They've got all this talent, all these athletes. It's the type of game where you're going into it thinking, this is going to get rough, and it could get rough quick. And the opposite happened. It was just, yeah, it was. I think it shocked the country for sure, and it obviously had ripples throughout the Big Ten Conference and their chances at making the playoffs. But, you know, as a Hawkeye fan, I could care less about that. I think they, it was just really exciting.
Are you under the impression that this might be, let's say Iowa goes there and wins and knocks off Wisconsin, could this be the year that the Big Ten, in your estimation, does not get a team in the Final Four?
I think it will be, and to be honest with you, Jimmy, I think Iowa will beat Wisconsin. I mean, there's nothing about Wisconsin that scares me. Their defense is really good, but you know they're hurt, they're banged up. They just announced I think that Cephas is out for the rest of the season on offense. He's their best wide receiver. They lost Jazz Peavy back in October, who was their other best wide receiver. Alex Hornibrook, nothing about him as a quarterback really scares me, especially with Iowa's defense, and he's usually good for one or two interceptions a game. This is the type of game that comes down to turnovers. It oftentimes comes down to turnovers and mistakes, and I think Iowa's defense can force Hornibrook into throwing some interceptions. You know, I think that'll be enough for Iowa to get over the hump. So, yeah, I do think if Iowa beats Wisconsin that there's a very good chance the Big Ten will be on the outside looking in when it comes to playoff time.
BCDivide.com is the website. Our conversations with Derek and his brother later, Cody, on the Cyclone side of things, presented by Murphy Tower Service. All right, Derek, with the Wisconsin matchup going forward, this Badger team is incredibly banged up, but I guess you could take a look at that. They've been able to get by it and blow everybody out by the fourth quarter, second half team. That's played incredibly well. You also have the factor of Iowa coming in off that emotional high, where they're going to be. Is that a concern to you at all after that victory? These guys, hey, they're ready to play Wisconsin. We get those things, but you see it week after week in college football. Team pulls an upset, and then the next week kind of falls flat. Any concern for you on that?
Sure, yeah. I mean, that's the thing with Iowa. I mean, it, just like they shocked everybody on Saturday with that type of performance against Ohio State, there's a couple games this season that were the opposite from my perspective, where I thought they were poised to play really well against Michigan State and Northwestern and Minnesota, and they came out and kind of laid a clunker. So Iowa is mind-numbingly hard to predict how they're going to come out and play. Yeah. I mean, I know you can relate to that as a longtime Hawks fan too. And obviously you have to worry about the emotional letdown. You can look at the flip side of that too, which is what I tend to do, trying to be more optimistic. And that's, you know, a game like they had against Ohio State should have given them some confidence, especially on the offensive side, which is where they needed it the most.
When you take a look at Wisconsin, and you already referenced the guys that they have lost due to injury, both on offense and defense, it seems to me that they're just going to try to line up with Iowa and just try to steamroll them, similar to what Iowa did against Ohio State. Punch them in the face, see how they react to that, and then if they can, just run the ball over and over and over again, and weather may be a factor in this game as well.
Agreed. Yeah, I totally agree with you there. I think that's exactly what they're going to do. They're running out of receiving threats. I mean, I think Troy Fumagalli at tight end is obviously he's a really good tight end. But between, you know, he'll be their number one target in the passing game, and they'll try to hit him in some play action positions, I'm sure. But yeah, it'll be. Other than that, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to try to run the ball down Iowa's throat. But that's what Iowa does really well defensively too. I mean, they've had a couple games this year where they've given up some yardage. Illinois is the first one I can think of. So it is a little scary to think about that. If they gave up, 200 yards rushing against Illinois, what can this Wisconsin team do to them? But they seem like they've been playing a lot better defense since that game. And I have a hard time thinking that Wisconsin's going to have a whole lot of success doing that. They're going to have to get the passing game involved at some point. And, it's the same thing for Iowa. It's the same thing on the other side of the ball. To me, it really comes down to who can make the plays in the passing game, Stanley or Hornibrook.
It should be a fun one. Before we run out of time, though, Derek, want to jump over to basketball as the Hawkeyes get ready for a couple of their early season matchups. This weekend starts tomorrow and another game on Sunday. Look at the Hawks. Injuries starting to pile up a little bit here. You got Nicholas Bear obviously out for 3 to 4 weeks. We find that out earlier. Isaiah Moss sat out the exhibition games with an ankle tweak. You got a concern of plantar fasciitis for Bohannon. Good thing they got depth. Unfortunately, that depth is up front, not so much in the backcourt. A little bit of concern for you?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I was just going to say, it's funny how that works, right? Everybody was talking all offseason about how, wondering how Fran was going to handle all of his depth, and then you start the season off with some injury concerns. But, yeah, I mean, it's a concern at the guard position, especially something like plantar fasciitis for Bohannon, because that tends to be something that can linger and come back in spurts, depending on how well it's treated and just depending on who it is that has it and how it heals. So that concerns me a great deal. The other positions don't. I mean, I think Moss is already, already coming back, and he's got some more time to heal up that ankle before they play anybody legit. And then, like you said, in the post, it's a great position to be in with the depth that they have down there. So I don't think this will affect Bear at all, and it'll just require Pemsel and Kreener and Nungi and Garza and Cook. And I mean, they've got so many other options down there that I don't think they'll miss Bear as much, but certainly some long-term concerns with Bohannon if he can't get that healed up.
Always good, pal, when we get a chance to catch up with you. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll see what happens between the Hawks and Whiskey on Saturday afternoon.
Will do. I appreciate you guys having me. Thanks, fellas.
That's Derek Peck. BCDivide.com is the website. Black and Cardinal Divide. For Hawkeye fans, for Cyclone fans, a place to come together, and a lot of great content over there. Our conversations with both Derek and his brother Cody, presented by Murphy Tower Service, going on right now. Taking applications for their apprenticeship program. Check out murphytower.com for more details on that. Jimmy B, we will come back. We still got another hour to go. You think you can make it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, man. I'm pumped up. I took my pills. Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong thing that I pumped up. No, but I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready to go.
Coming back. Oh, Jimmy B always giving us a different perspective. That's Jim Preston. Back with more of the second hour of the program up next here on 1700.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One with a Thursday Night Football preview brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Turn feelings into jewelry. That's why he went to Jared. Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks hit the road for an NFC West division matchup against the Arizona Cardinals. Pete Carroll's 5-3 Seahawks are looking to bounce back from a heart-stopping loss to the Redskins last Sunday.
Turnovers, penalties, the easy scores for them, the difficult challenges just moving the ball down the field because we're in our own way. So it's really important that we find our way and find our way back and play good football. That was a bad day for us.
The Cardinals, without injured quarterback Carson Palmer and running back David Johnson, picked up a win over the 49ers, led by Adrian Peterson and his 159 yards rushing. Kevin Kugler and Tony Boselli will have the action on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Seriously? It's November.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See jared.com for details.
Light up your entire home for the holidays without spending the entire day on the ladder. The Home Depot has over 25 different styles of festive projection lighting, each just $15. Stick one in the yard and light up your home without any untangling, balancing, or stretching. Together, we'll make a brighter Christmas easier with your choice of projection lighting, just $15. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 9th through 15th. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262.